You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment. Old School, we will read two statements made and then move forward. Again, the statement, official statement from Trev Alberts. The following statement is from Nebraska Vice Chancellor, Director of Athletics, Trev Alberts. I was made aware of the charges against Coach Joseph, and given the nature of the allegations and based on university policy, he has been placed on administrative leave. Now, that would a couple of things, and then we will have no additional comment at this time. Now, that is the statement from the university. There will be no further comment. They will do their investigating and let information pass as it's there, as it becomes available. From the Lincoln Police Department, the official statement was, Lincoln Police arrest former interim Nebraska football head coach on Wednesday, November 30th at 1:54 p.m. Officers were dispatched to a residence near South. I won't give the address in that space, on a domestic disturbance. Upon concluding the investigation, Robert Mickey Joseph, age 54, of Lincoln, was arrested at a separate location. He was lodged in the Lancaster County Jail. While the Lincoln Police Department does not officially provide a news release for domestic-related arrests due to the high-profile nature of the person involved, in an effort to provide transparency on an arrest involving a public figure, notification of the arrest is being made. Those are the official statements. There will be plenty of time to talk about the facts as we know them. But I will reiterate a simple thing, that we are not a podcast. We're not a blog. We are FCC regulated. This is a radio station where we have legal responsibilities and accountabilities, things that we agree to in order to get the license and the right to broadcast on the Big Bird to all parts of the world. And in that space, there's a responsibility. And I know that people want to talk and people want to have discussion. Within your own space, you can have that discussion. But within this space, we have a legal responsibility to be accountable for all things said in this space by all parties involved. Now, if you text in about it and you weren't a part of it, then it's rumor. I can say that some parties in this space, I would limit who was allowed to talk about it on air. Again, people who were involved directly, not through rumor, not through speculation, but through actual fact. This is not good news for Husker Nation. This is not, nobody should be celebrating. Nobody should be happy. Nobody should be that excited about talking about it. This is a tough situation for all parties involved, including this community. Jay Foreman, what say you?
I mean, it's not. I mean, it's personal business, so it doesn't even matter what the facts are. I mean, obviously, it's a crappy situation all around. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of regret on on everybody's part, and it's a personal matter that they got to handle, and that's it. I'm not interested in getting on here and talk about facts because that's not me. So I won't participate in that. Whether Jeff on the text line thinks it's funny or not, I really don't. Being in the pros, you see a lot of things, and so you're from an early age, you're exposed to some stuff. So I always tend to, support people in good and bad. Nobody's perfect, and that's not going to bat for anybody. And it is what it is. If you only going to be supportive when it's good, then you really ain't a friend or whatever. And I'd support both of them. It's not an easy situation. That the most important thing, it's no different when there was stuff, going around about the last head coach. That's his personal business. Or if it is, that's what they got to handle in internally. Now, granted, in this day and age, it's not going to.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Happen, but I can choose whether I get into it or not, and I'm choosing definitely from here on out not to get in. It's not my name is Bennett. I ain't in it. I'll support them and understand crap happens, and it is what it is, dude.
This is family. If you're a Husker, this is about some of your people. This is all of everybody's people.
Well, I mean, look, man. I mean, this is family business, man. It's no different than other stuff that we had an AD had some issues at his house, not Trev, but prior a couple of ADs ago. That's their personal business. Granted, in this day and time, when you're high profile, you're getting paid and all this other stuff, and you have galvanized the whole state, there's a ton of pressure. How people reacted to it, it just sometimes you get out of character. It's no different than a kicker who would not miss the field goal all year and misses a chip shot for the Minnesota Vikings to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, the magnitude here is obviously different, but I'm just giving an analogy. It's none of my business, man. And I'm not here to sort out any type of personal business that they got on. I'm not here to look at facts. I'm here to be supportive, and the way I'm going to support them is I'm not going to talk about their personal business on the air.
Yeah, it's just through all of it, right? Through all of that.
It is what it is. Hey, look, man, that's one thing I've learned in sports and in life. Just You sit around and try to throw those like little pebbles at a glass house, that dang thing comes back and busts you dead in your eye, and you mess around and be blind.
To JP, he says, do you consider Matt Rhule family? If you listen to me any day since I've been back, Matt Rhule is family. That has been the statement.
Only if he eats chitlins, though.
We got to find out if he seasons his meat. Like we,
that's one thing I know he do. He
yeah, we there are things we gotta know. Yeah, I would say this, and again, I'll close with this, and I'm just gonna repeat the official statements, and then I, as a station, and Nathan, I will ask you before we go, you being a media guy, you being a news guy, what is your take, and what is your opinion on how this should be handled?
I think you took the right approach, DP. Statement from the university, statement from the Lincoln Police Department, and take it for what it's worth and go from there, because those are the resources that should be giving you this information, and anyone else, I'd take it with a grain of salt, because those are the people that should be, that have the authority and should be giving you the information.
And I would tell you folks, spend less time, spend less time in message boards.
I didn't equate it to a kicker. I was saying, talking about pressure. This is stupidity of people.
Yeah, we will end with this, and we will have ticket weeknights, and for the shows that are existing, we'll actually probably rerun some stuff. I'm not going to put Carter in a situation where he needs to be responsible for this. I'm not going to do it. The following statement is from Nebraska Vice Chancellor, Director of Athletics, Trev Alberts. I was made aware of charges against Coach Joseph, and given the nature of allegations and based on university policy, he has been placed on administrative leave. We will have no additional comment at this time. Now, that's from the university. So if the university is making the statement based on information that they know to be true, that they will make no further comment about it, then that might be the way to handle and to allow truth to be found and determined by people that actually in a position to know and share said truth. I shared the statement from the Lincoln Police Department. That will be the 93.7 ticket statement for the day. And then we'll load, and as more information becomes available, we will discuss said information. Family is family across the board. This is not a good thing. This is nothing to be mocked or rumored. Allow the truth to happen. Y'all be good. Please. Thank you.